Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfin' Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.
So today, broadcasting remotely and flying solo due to travel reasons. And we're going to go straight to Wish on Wednesday, which is Horses for Heroes. This is a Texas-based charity, and it is certified with therapeutic riding instructors, physical therapists, mental health professionals, and equine specialists who aid in mental health and learning. This team is committed to providing customized care on a volunteer base. This is a wonderful, wonderful organization, and I have, you know, an intense love for horses, and the Horses for Heroes program here in Texas, it addresses and benefits the emotional needs of children, adults, our veterans, and it's consists of marital, family, child counseling, helps rehabilitate folks with substance abuse, post-traumatic stress disorder, employment and educational readiness, anger management, just a wonderful, wonderful organization. And it is their mission to care for the emotional needs and the physical and mental needs of first responders, veterans, and just through healing using the power of the horse. And I love horses, and I just think that horses, whether they're used in hippotherapy or many other ways for emotional therapy, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to be a part of something uplifting at the Horses for Heroes, the Victory Therapy Center. So please check that out online. And I'm gonna go straight to the POP, the power of the positive word, the place of peace, the power of prayer. I will go back to favorite things here in a little bit, but I had something really wearing and weighing on me for several weeks. Actually, I had a friend of a friend that took his own life, an adult, and I just see this too much these days, and I was actually driving into the LA Talk Radio studio. I think it was the second week that I was about to go on air, and this tragedy had occurred the day before, and it just shook me, and I thought, well, this is why they call it middle-aged crazy, because you get middle-aged, and you've seen too much, you know too much, and the weight of the world just wears on you, and it really changed my perspective of what I would take an hour each Wednesday to address and what I would say. And I just, you know, you hate to go to the dark side. You hate to talk about the difficult topics. But today in this time, we see way too much of this. We see way too much tragedy. We see way too much addiction. Too many people are turning to pills. Too many people are turning to substance. And, you know, they just, in all honesty, need to turn to God. I mean, I don't know any other way but to walk through this world in victory, to walk through this world in triumph, to walk through this world in peace, or to walk through this world in healing, but to go to the place of peace, to the Prince of Peace, in the power of prayer. And be careful who you talk to. Be careful who's agreeing with you. Who's going to drive your train? Who are you going to let lead you? And all I know is to go to the Word of God. Go to the truth, the light, the way. Go to the Word of God. The truth will set you free. And so today I want to talk about vindication. And in Jeremiah 51:10, it says, "The Lord brings our vindication." You see, vindication is the act of clearing. It's clearing your honor. It's upholding you. It's a claim over you and your life. The Lord is asserting His power and His healing and His justification in your righteous stance. If you're, and let's say you're wrong. Let's say you're in the wrong. In surrender, you can turn to God and repent, and then He will vindicate you. And so in Isaiah 54:17, it says, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." There it is, plain and simple. There again, the truth of the Word of God is going to vindicate you. It says the Lord's going to vindicate you. "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." So when someone takes their life, as this gentleman recently did, and, you know, I think, who are these people turning to? Who are they talking to? My God, reach out to someone. Call someone. Reach out. Let your pain be known. If you can't get to a professional, then touch base with a friend. And hopefully somebody is going to lead you in the right direction to where you have a chance for healing, vindication, just getting in balance, getting out of emotional stress, getting out of the lie that the enemy brings against you. And you know, you ask yourself, who is God vindicating me from? Well, from the devil himself, I suppose. Who's your devil today? Who's in your way? Who's coming against you? It can be a thing. It can be a circumstance. It can be a person, you know, that the enemy, the devil, is using to come against you. We unfortunately, at middle age, have all suffered tragedies. And I see reoccurring tragedies. People are living in addiction. People are living in bondage. People are living in lies. People are being used of the enemy to manipulate, to use and abuse. And you need to be free from that. So that's why we need vindication. In Psalm 35:24, it says, "You shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from your God of salvation." And right there, God is your salvation. Jesus is your salvation. The blood of Christ is your saving grace. There it is. "You shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of salvation." So turn to the God of salvation. We must get the word out. I thought to myself, don't pussycat around. Don't do light and fluffy all the time. Sometimes go to it. Lay the axe at the root. Speak the truth of the word of God. Shame the devil. Rebuke the devil. And be free. Be free in the light. Be free in the truth. Be free in the blood of Christ. Be protected by the blood of Christ. To get spirit of suicide off of yourself or off of your neighbor, speak the truth. Help someone find the hope and the light and the love and the redemption and the vindication of Christ. Psalm 54:1. We are saved by God simply calling on His name, surrendering, and we are vindicated by His power. There again, simple. We are saved by God simply calling on His name, surrendering. We are vindicated by His power. That is Psalm 54:1. In Isaiah 62:1, "I will not keep silent until righteousness goes forth like brightness and salvation, like a torch that is burning." That right there, I came across that today. That is what has been on my back, in my spirit, in my gut, burning like a torch that I needed to say. I love to do Wish on Wednesday and bless somebody. I love to go through the list of favorite things. But my God, when people are taking their own lives, and I've seen this already too many times this year, I've seen this spirit of suicide, spirit of death, lies and manipulation that the enemy himself brings. I simply can't stand it. And I thought, how are you going to make it count? How are you going to make your hour on your platform count? And the best thing I know to do is speak the power and the truth of the Word of God so that someone is freed by the truth in the Word of God and set free from whatever is holding them in cycle of addiction, abuse, or bondage. The truth of the Word of God, the power in the Word of God, it is what sets the captives free. And today, I simply Googled power verses in vindication. Psalm 72 and 4. The Lord is speaking here. He says, I'm going to save my children and crush the oppressor. Pretty simple. Pow. Bam. Right there. Psalm 72 and 4. I'm going to save my children and crush the oppressor. The oppressor is the enemy. It's the world coming against you. It's the world that would cause you to be so beat down, so surrounded in a spirit of lies, of manipulation that is on you, that is plaguing you, that you would turn to substance abuse, that you would continue in a cycle of bondage. And God forbid, think about or act upon taking your own life. I just can't stand it. I cannot stand this topic. I cannot stand to talk about it. But we go back to Isaiah 62 and 1. I cannot and I will not keep silent until righteousness, truth, sanctification goes forth like a brightness and salvation is burning like a torch. I found that verse and I love it. That's why I can't keep quiet. That's why I got to say something about it. I cannot stand to hear another person taking their own life in spirit of suicide. I cannot stand to see people near me and around me in bondage of dysfunction, in cycle of substance abuse, pills, drugs, whatever. People need to be set free. And the only way to be set free is to turn towards God and to hear the truth of the Word of God and to get it down in you. Psalm 26 and 1. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I am trusting in you. I am walking in integrity and I am not wavering. Isaiah 35 and 4. Be strong and fear not, you with an anxious heart. For God will come with a vengeance and he will come and he will save you. It makes me think about years and years ago. I had a person approach me and say, I need to talk to you. I've got something heavy on my heart and I'm ashamed to say, but I've been contemplating suicide and I need to talk to somebody. And I've been to the doctor and that wasn't any help. I'm not in church and I can't approach, you know, anyone, but I felt like you were a safe person to talk to and you keep your mouth shut. And I said, well, I'll do my best, but my God, what is it? And come to find out, this 50-something-year-old person had suffered a major traumatic experience and tragedy as a child. And I just said, well, my God, all I know to do is join in prayer and lay this burden down at the foot of Jesus. Cast our burdens upon the Lord who careth for us. And I thought about in Psalm 147 and 3, it talks about He, our Lord, He healeth up the brokenhearted and He bindeth up their wounds. He heals the brokenhearted and He binds up their wounds. And you've just got to cast upon your cares upon the Lord. That's all you can do. I don't know what else to say. The truth and the freedom and the liberty and the healing, it's found in the Word of God. That's the only thing I know to do. And so I thought about in Revelation 21:4, it talks about God's going to wipe away your tears from your eyes. There's going to be no more death. So that's breaking off the spirit of suicide right there.
There's not going to be any more sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. They're behind you, so put them back there and keep them there, behind you. Revelation 21 and 4 again. God will wipe away all your tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, neither will there be any more sorrow or crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Psalm 119 and 14. Lord, you are my hiding place, my shield, and my hope is in you and your word. There again, the importance of the freedom, the liberty, the salvation, the healing, the sanctification and the separation in the truth of the Word of God. See, not only does the Word of God set you free, but it sanctifies you and then it separates you. There's separation and sanctification in the truth of the Word of God. And once you are set free and sanctified, raised up in the righteousness of the blood of God, because there is hope in your living Redeemer, He lives, and the Word of God lives. It's alive. It's alive in you. The power of the blood of Jesus is alive, and it's alive in you. So again, Psalm 119 and 114, Lord, you are my hiding place and my shield, and my hope is in you and your word. Psalm 119:81, my soul longs for salvation, Lord, and my hope is in your word. See, it's so important to get the hope and the word of God down in you for separation and sanctification. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love, steadfastness of hope is in our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're remembering that our work and our faith and our laboring of love and any steadfastness, our healing, our balance, our hope is in Jesus. Proverbs 23 and 18. Surely there is a future and a hope, and we will not be cut off. See, that's so wonderful. It's saying, I know there is a future filled with hope, and I will not be cut off from it. That's Proverbs 23:18. You're reaching for the hope in the future and knowing you will not be cut off from it. That is the promise of God. So here we go, breaking off that spirit of suicide, that lie, that bondage, in that confusion and that manipulation that the enemy would bring. Sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's in your face, but you've got to turn to the Word of God. And I had this burden, you got to get the truth of the Word of God out. You got to go back to that Isaiah 62 and 1. I'm not going to keep silent until righteousness goes forth like brightness and salvation, like a torch that is burning. See, it's real simple. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. 1 Peter 5 and 10, one of my favorite verses, the God of grace who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, he himself will restore, strengthen, and establish you. See, plain and simple, God is saying, I'm going to pick you up, wash you off, dust you off. I'm going to atone for your sins through the blood that I shed on the cross. I'm going to set you back up, put you back on your feet. 1 Peter 5 and 10, the God of grace who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will he himself restore you, strengthen, and establish you. John 14:27. Peace. Jesus is speaking here. Peace. I leave you with my peace. I give to you my peace. And he's not talking about as the world gives you things. He says, I give you my peace, and I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you, but let not your heart be troubled, nor be afraid.
Because Jesus is saying, peace be still in the name of Jesus. I am the Son of God, and I am your peace.
Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and have heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Psalm 23:3. He, my Lord God, restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. There again, who's leading you? Who's guiding you? Who's directing you? Who are you listening to? Who are you turning to? Whose train are you riding on? My God, I say it again. I say it time and time again. Who drives your train? Who drives your train? Whose train are you riding on? I hope it's the Lord God Jehovah. I hope it's the Lord God Rapha. That's what I hope, because he is the only hope. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, direction, call upon God. Call upon the name of the Lord, who generously to all without reproach wisdom will be given. Philippians 4:19. My God will supply every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Whew! Deep breath. Gonna put the soapbox up for a minute. Everybody go put your soapbox up. Sister is through preaching for a second. Had to get that off my chest. Gonna go to a lighter place of favorite things. Wow. Everybody's got a soapbox. Everybody's got something important to say, something important to share. That was mine. Want to make the most of my time every Wednesday for an hour in that place of peace, in that power of prayer, in that power of the positive word, agreeing with someone, and be careful who you agree with. Be wise about who you pray with. Be wise about who you turn to. But we'll put our soapboxes up and we'll go to favorite things. Favorite things this week was little precious, beautiful Haley over at Katie Rogers Mermaid Hair. I love my team of people who put me back together when I am in shambles. So favorite things this week were shout out to Kai, Katie, Nikki, Kelly, and my girl Haley, who put me all back together again. Love these people. Positive, positive, beautiful people over there in Dallas at the Sea Lawn, Katie Rogers Mermaid Hair. Also got to shout out to my bestie Scott Quarles, Luxury Consignment on Oaklawn. This is a wonderful, hidden, true little treasure of a place. You've got to go by and see Scott at Luxury Consignment on Oaklawn there in Dallas. This is where celebrities resell their runway clothes. We cannot tell you what fabulous, fabulous finds we get over there at Luxury Consignment on Oaklawn. And Scott, he just does a wonderful job putting together a collection of fine things. And these are a few of my favorite things. So love, 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 love all of that. So as you know, here at Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl, the miracles in the timing, and we always have a segment in our show about the miracles. And today we're going to talk about the miracles to come. Each of us have our wish list. Each of us have our dream list. And as I always say, when you find yourself walking out your dreams, well, you're living your miracles. And I got a lot of living left to do. And I got a big list of things that I want to walk through, I want to walk into, walk out. And it's very important how you leave people feeling when they've been in your presence. And I hope that when people leave me, that they're empowered and they have insight and that they're inspired and they're encouraged. And so I want to talk about miracles to come and looking for hoping for, manifesting, and praising forth those miracles. First, let me say I have got a ton of text messages and calls and emails from people who have interacted with me over the years, and I simply agreed with them for their miracles. And these miracles have come forth. And I don't want to be the spoiler. We started booking people on the talk show in the weeks to come that they get to share their miracles that they and myself had agreed upon, praised forth, called forth, decreed and declared, summoned forth, hoped for, wished for, praised for. And that's really exciting that we've had such a fabulous response. And now everyone's wanting to call and give glory to God. And so that's super, super exciting. But I just want to take a moment to say, if you've got something you'd like to share, then please get in touch with us, because we'd love to hear from you. So, speaking of our hopes and dreams, back to the power of the positive word. Proverbs 16:3, love this. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. So no cheap self-promotion is needed here, because God's going to do what God's going to do in the will of God. Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He Himself, God, will establish your plans. Habakkuk 2:2. Love this. Love this. The Lord is speaking here. Write down the revelation and make it plain so that a herald can run with it. So I had to do a little investigation and to get this into proper context for me and wrap my mind around it. But you know, a herald is like a newspaper. So it's bringing forth the news. But what it means here in this context is that something is about to happen. So, you know, I always say, write it down. It's 90 times more likely to come to fruition when you vividly, you know, have it written down, whatever you ardently desire, whatever you enthusiastically act upon, whatever you vividly imagine must inevitably come to pass. Well, right here, I found it in the Word of God. Habakkuk 2:2. The Lord is speaking and saying, write down the revelation that you have had and make it plain so that a herald can run with it. So the messenger can bring the news, because something is about to happen. Isn't that awesome? That's talking about a gift that God is bringing. And in Proverbs 18:16, it says, a gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great. So it's wonderful how one thing leads to another. And in writing down your revelations, writing down your hopes and aspirations, writing down your dreams, God is saying, write it down, because something's going to come forth and the messenger is going to bring the good news. And then in Proverbs 18:16, which correlates well with Habakkuk 2:2, a gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great. So not only are your hopes and dreams going to come forth miraculously, but you're going to be ushered into the greatness. So that is awesome. Philippians 1:6, be confident that he who began a good work in you will be calling it into completion. I don't know what more than you need to believe in yourself, to believe in the visions and the words, the revelations, the hopes, the dreams, the aspirations that God has put in you, because it's very, very simple right here. Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans.
And I'm going to add, no cheap self-promotion is needed. Habakkuk 2 and 2, write it down, your revelation, make it plain, so that the herald can run with it, so the messenger can bring the news, because something is about to happen. Hallelujah! Good news. Proverbs 18 and 16, a gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great. That is a good word, so hang on to it. Philippians 1 and 6, be confident that he who began in you a good work will carry it into completion, because as you know, he is the author and the finisher of your faith. So all of that is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful news. So back to a few of my favorite things is I love, 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 love to write and compose music. I've worked on many numerous projects. We typically work in Austin, Texas. And as you know, Austin, Texas has quite a fabulous, fabulous music scene. You can throw a rock in Austin, Texas and hit a professional musician in the head. Our CDs, the music on them has been off the chart. We have had on every one of our projects, we've had Jimmy Regier, that is Travis Tritt's harmonica player. We've had Glenn Fukunaga, our bass player. He has played for Robert Plant and the Dixie Chicks all over the world, won Grammy after Grammy after Grammy. Our fiddle player is the only fiddle player that Willie Nelson will use. We've just had phenomenal fun and success musically working with these talented, talented people. And we're going to go back into the studio and work on, I think this will be my sixth CD and that I have worked on. But I want to touch base. I said this before, almost 12, 13 years ago, that was just a dream. That was simply a dream to write music and make a CD. And now I'm about to complete my sixth project. But speaking of favorite things, one of the first songs that I ever wrote, and I think this is probably the feedback that I get, this is everybody's favorite, is I'll Pray You Find Me. And it just talks about, you know, though the enemy comes in deception and lies, you, Lord, are my truth, my way and my life. Touch now my heart, Lord. Search me and find. I'm redeemed by my Savior, no longer lost or blind. And I pray you find me, Lord. Oh, how I pray you find me. When you're looking for the truth, I hope you see it in me. So search now my heart, Lord. Test me and find. I'm redeemed by my Savior, no longer lost nor blind. I shall not be forsaken, though I prove a righteous man. Fill me with your mercy. Cover me by the protection of the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I pray you find me. When you're looking for a wise man, I pray you find me. I have been asked to sing this at multiple, multiple venues throughout the years, all over here and there and everywhere. And it's very exciting that we're going to go back in and put some more of our favorite music down. And we have volumes and volumes and volumes of music that we've written and composed, my kids and I. And that's something that's very, very dear to my heart and close to my heart, is that I gave my kids the gift of music because I felt like it was a gift that would last them a lifetime. So I made sure that each one of them could play fiddle, mandolin, and guitar. They could sing and they could write. And very excited to do one of my favorite, favorite things, which is go back into the studio and complete that sixth music project. Other favorite things, homecoming. Homecoming coming up for Baylor and TCU, where
My kids just graduated, and so it'll be fun to see them come back home and go back to college as an alum after they were grinding it out so feverishly, completing their degree programs at Baylor and TCU. So go Bears, and sick 'em Bears, go Frogs. Very exciting, but wanted to touch on a few verses about home. And Psalm 127 and 1, unless the Lord builds the house, the builder labors in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. And, you know, this goes back to commit your works unto the Lord. You need to be working for God, not working for man, if you want it to be blessed. And seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's pretty simple. You got to put God first in everything you do, or at least I feel like I do, or it's just a failure. It's a fail and a fail. And again, I don't consider myself a preacher. I consider myself an encourager. I consider myself a fighter. I consider myself a crusader. But I hope when you walk away, you're feeling encouraged and you're feeling a little lifted up and not so beat down by this world. Psalms 91, 1 and 2. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest with the Almighty God. And he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God in whom I trust. Each week I question my sanity. Why are you doing this? Why are you putting yourself through this? And I have to laugh because I enjoy the challenge. And it is a challenge. And it takes a lot of effort and a lot of energy. And it makes me get out of my comfort zone. But most of all, I walk away each time thinking that possibly something out of just pure blind luck and the guidance of the hand of God, that somebody was touched, somebody was encouraged, somebody was inspired, and someone has a little more hope. And that I can feel good about. And so I just want to agree with anyone that is in any kind of need for anything, whether that be hope and healing, whether that be deliverance, whether that be restoration, that you never, never, never give up, and that you reach out to someone. Hopefully you can find wisdom in counsel. And if you go somewhere and someone is just belligerent or insensitive or ignorant, because believe you me, I've been on my deathbed. I've been deathly ill. And my doctor for 20 years writes me a letter and tells me that because of insurance purposes, they can no longer treat me because simply they were afraid to touch me with a 10-foot pole, not because I had a contagious disease, but because they didn't know what to do with me. They didn't know what direction to lead me into. And it's funny to me that my experiences have been in all of nearly 50 years. Oh my God, how everybody loves a winner. Oh, everyone loves when you're out front and you're winning and they want to come around and they want to be a part of that. But watch you fall from grace or watch you get drugged through hell, and maybe you didn't even choose the hell. Maybe people around you, you know, you can pick your friends, but you were just born into or birthed forth your family, and your family can embarrass you. They can drag you through hell, and that's not your choice. All you can do is pull your hat down tight and try to pray through it, try to live through it, live to fight another day, fight to live another day. And so what I'm trying to say is, when you're going through hell, keep on moving, because the Word of God says you will walk through the fire and not so much as smell as smoke.
And hallelujah, praise God, glory to God that you have that hope in the Word of God. And boy, howdy, I know I've been preachy today. Boy, I drug that soapbox out time and time again, but that's what was on my heart. And every week, I just go with it. I roll with it. And I go with what the Holy Spirit moves me to do. And I hope that something somewhere, something positive occurred and something miraculous occurred. And all I can say is God be with you. The force be with you. Get into the truth of the Word of God. Get it down into your spirit. Let it set you free. Let it open your eyes. Let the truth of the Word of God direct you, for it cannot return void. And catch a wave, because the miracle's in the timing. God bless you.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.